morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are, whatever you are. Hello and welcome to the Awakening Podcast with your speaker, Sheikh Aljan. Okay, for this episode, we will discuss the first concept related to Islamic spiritual intelligence or spiritual intelligence, which is purpose and meaning. For this episode, I have asked you guys to send a voice note answering the question, what makes life meaningful and worth living? So I'm going to preview some of the voice notes and we're going to comment on them together.
ما أعرف.
ما أعرف. هذا السؤال يعني اكتشاف meaning and purpose للحياة مرة صعب. ما أقول إنه مرة صعب ومستحيل, بس إنه يحتاج وقت. فيعني personally يعني أنا كشخص كان دائما أحد يقول لي إيش الميني, أنت ليش عايشة, أنت ليش جاية في هذه الحياة, ما كنت أعرف أجاوب. بس في أشياء راح نتكلم عنها بعدين ممكن تساهم إنك تكتشف أو تكتشفين الميننج, حتى لو كان ميننج مرة معين أو شيء مرة مو معين, ممكن نلاقي جواب لهذا الشيء.
It has different definitions in the eyes of different people. Some may view it as love, others may see it as hopes, but I personally see life as a bumpy road, full of obstacles, rocks, dirt, pain. It has ups and downs, and we will all pass through it, and we are all obliged to try to survive it. But it is us who decide whether to enjoy the beauty of the sky when we are at the top or fear the height.
So when she said that we will all survive, this makes me think that death itself is surviving, because I see it as, I see life like as moving from point A to point B, which is the afterlife. And so knowing that there is a certain amount of time you'll have in order to make point B something, a better place, as in like if you want to go to the Jannah, you know that you have little amount, like a certain amount of time to achieve that. This makes you have a purpose in life and makes you believe that death is surviving, and in order to reach the survival, you should have the belief that you can achieve what you want. Essentially, the metaphor of enjoying the beauty of the sky or fearing the heights, this shows that no matter what the situation is, you can perceive it as something bad or take it as a lesson or something you can benefit from. So the ability to understand this establishes a purpose in your life, knowing that no matter how bad the situation is, you can figure the purpose behind it.
I think the things that make our lives worth living are the relationships that we form. So for me personally, I know that I wouldn't be the person I am today, and I wouldn't have had the experiences that I've had today without the relationships that I've formed with either my friends or my family or even strangers on the street. If I hadn't met them and I hadn't heard of their experiences and shared my own with them, then I wouldn't have been able to grow into who I am in today's day and date.
There are many different factors that make life worth living. But one of the most, if not the most important factor, is your relation and communication with people, as it changes you and changes the way you think and changes the way you live. And that change will shift your life to a whole different place. So without communication and without relations to people, life would be meaningless and you wouldn't be able to move on in life.
So think about a situation, take a moment and think about a situation that did not occur. Would you be the same person you are today? This makes me realize that how much experiences affect us, makes us capable of changing certain things in our lives and makes us have this ability or the control to what goes on in our lives. So believing that مع قدرة, مع إرادة الله ومع قدرة الله, إحنا نقدر نغير أشياء معينة في حياتنا تخلينا نبي نجرب أشياء جديدة، نبي نخوض تجارب جديدة، لأن هذه التجارب ممكن it shapes who we are and so yeah essentially believing that gives you a meaning and purpose.
طبعا من رأيي الشخصي أكيد أشوف أن الحياة قيمة وليها معنى طول ما فيها الناس اللي إحنا نحبها، كل ما الناس تكون اللي نحبها حوالينا فأكيد طبعا إحنا نستاهل إحنا نعيش عشان نسعدهم، وأكيد من سعادتهم حتيجي سعادتنا. طبعا اللي يخلي كمان الحياة worth living أو نستاهل إحنا نعيش فيها هو إنه الإنسان لازم يكتشف هو إيش يحب، وأكيد الحياة حتكون مرة مملة إذا هو ما عنده أي هدف وبس جالس في البيت وما عنده أي شيء يعمله. فطبيعي إنه الحياة هذه عبارة عن أكبر فرصة لاكتشاف الذات، فجميل جدا إحنا نستغل هذه الحياة ونستغل فرصها عشان نكتشف مين إحنا، لأنه ربنا نزلنا على الدنيا دي عشان يختبرنا وعشان نختبر كمان نفسنا. فطبعا الحياة جميلة وينعم هي في بعض فيها بعض المساوئ، ولكن ما في شيء كامل وما في شيء حلو دائما، لازم يكون في شيء يعني لازم يكون في شيء يعني غير انه يعني لازم يكون في شيء كمان يعارض هذا الجمال الفظيع. فهمتوا؟
قلت لكم الاخت الفاضله الحياه ايش هي. الحياه جميله بس at the same time believing the imperfection that is associated with life makes you comfortable or تعطيك ال reassurance that nothing is perfect, and even your life, even if your life is not perfect, it is supposed to be like that. And having certain aspects of you that you lack makes you still believe that you can fix them and you can move on. And imperfections will come and go. Things will decrease. You will lack things, and then you're going to gain things, and then you're going to lack things. And this is an important note.
To me personally, knowing that Allah gave me a life gives me some self-worth and reminds me that there's only one life that I can live. It pushes me to want to make the best out of what I have, and having my family beside me and wanting to make them proud and wanting to create a better world motivates me enough to wake up every day and try to be the best version of myself. In addition to that, setting goals for myself, long-term and short-term, always encourages me to keep going and makes me optimistic.
فكرة أني أنا أبي أكون the best version of myself. أنا أعرف أني أقدر أكون أحسن وأني أحاول وأني أقوم كل يوم وأصحى كل يوم بهذا الـ purpose in mind. أني أنا أبي أكون أحسن version of my own self makes me want to wake up, not for anyone else, but for myself.
Number one is knowing and believing that I was sent down to earth with a purpose to fulfill. وهذا يعني أن أنا انخلقت في هذه الدنيا حتى أحقق هدف ما. وهذا الهدف يتعلق بالأمور والقضايا والمجالات التي أنا أهتم بها حتى أحدث تغييرا في المجتمع الذي أعيش فيه.
أحدث تغييراً في المجتمع اللي أنا عايشة فيه. So in my opinion that like trying to find things that you're dedicated to, even though they're small and nothing compared to the whole universe, you still have a purpose in life. So the more you're dedicated to things, the more they'll add up. So trying to discover what you like is the number one step to finding a purpose in life.
Number two is appreciating everything that God gave me. أي إني أقدر وأشكر الله على جميع النعم التي أنعمها علينا.
التقدير وشكر الله على الشيء اللي أعطاني إياه. دائما أفكر إن إحنا مرة نجحت. يعني إحنا دائما نقول مثلا الله أنا مو محظوظة بهالحياة، الله ما أعطاني. بس إحنا ممكن في أشياء حتى ما نعلم إشي ومرة أشياء سيئة الله خباها عنا. يعني مثلا لما أقرأ مرض خطير ما كنت أعرف عنه أصلا، أحس نفسي يعني واحدة مرة مرة أجحد النعمة، لأن أنا حتى ما كنت أعرف أن هذا الشيء موجود، هذا الشيء مضر، بس الله وخر عني. فهذا الأيديا gives me the belief that I'm loved, I'm someone loves me in this world and someone is looking after me. And so this gives me a meaning and purpose. Not only a meaning and purpose, but يعطيني الحماس أو الموتيفيشن إني أرضى هذا أرضى الله وأرجع له الجميل وهذا شيء مستحيل بس إنه أكون يعني أحاول بقدر الإمكان أعرف إنه في شخص قاعد يسوي لي شيء أنا لازم أرد ليه so يعطيني الـ obligation إني I try to make the best out of life
and what the future holds because we never know. Right now, maybe you feel like your life sucks or something, and you feel like you're just tired of life. However, you need to hope that there's a brighter future. It's just like a rainbow, for instance. So a rainbow comes after the rain. Always mean, and the rain is usually represents something sad. However, the rainbow represents something happy. So every time after the rain, there's a rainbow. And rain never stops. After the rainbow, rain will come again. But there will always be a rainbow.
To the future is definitely a purpose and a meaning itself. Because, you know, it gives you the startup. It gives you the, it fuels you to want to achieve what you're imagining. And so contemplating and imagining what you'll be after a certain amount of time makes you want to live. To this time, and when she mentioned the metaphor of the rainbow and the rain, it reminded me of how nature can affect you and your spirituality. Because trying to observing nature is definitely gives you a purpose. Because there are a lot of lessons you can learn from nature, and if you truly love nature, you'll find beauty everywhere. So. Yeah, I like a quote that says that nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. So this teaches me patience that patience is key. Okay, and this is it for meaning and purpose. For the next episode, we will discuss the topic of consciousness, and I'll invite guest speakers. So I'd like you all to send me possible discussion questions. I'll post my website and my Saraha account for you to share your thoughts with me. Thank you for watching.